Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Hold on just a moment on the show intro, because this show, being the last show, has to be different. So let's start it the way we used to start it way back in the 1990s.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Crying yet? I don't think. Is anybody crying yet? Danielle,
not yet.
You, LB, are you crying yet? Or not crying yet? Right?
Tears of joy.
Well, I'm all broken up.
For years, for a long, long time, we started the show with that song, and it was probably like a good 7 or 8 years that you had to hear that song over and over again, first thing every morning.
I wouldn't mind that.
Not bad. Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers. And welcome to your last show. I would like to be, may I be the first to welcome you to your last show here at WAAF.
Welcome to your show.
There's no way that this show is not going to be different. And I'm great with that. So there's a lot that we got to cover. There's a lot that I know you want to talk about, and there's a lot that I know we want to talk about. So right at the start this morning, let me give out the number. The number is 617-764-9223. Or if you'd prefer to text your comment, you can text on the text line, which is 97107. And here's a 508 text which says, nostalgia overload, the reality that the greatest morning show in Boston radio history is over is settling in.
Oh, my goodness.
And speaking of nostalgia, I brought in a lot of various WAAF logoed items that I have been given over the years, because I'm going to either, I have three choices. I'm either going to give them to Goodwill Morgan Memorial at the end of the show today.
Oh, nice.
Or I'm going to give them to LB, or I'm going to put them on Craigslist and see if I can make a little cash. So
I'd like to see if some of these bring in some cash.
You want to put them on Craigslist?
Greg Hill Foundation.
Yes.
Yeah. Number one, I appreciate your generosity, but I doubt that I would fit into any of those jackets.
Yeah. Actually, LB, that's a good idea. Maybe we'll try and see if some of them can help us raise some money for the foundation. This is Ryan. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Greg. On your last day at AAF, I want to say that wherever you go, I will go. I shall follow blindly. But I just want to know if you could imagine, after slinging records in your garage all those years and putting all these years over there at AAF, if you actually thought you would end up at a half-assed sports talk radio station.
No, I mean, not until, many, many months ago when they started to beg me to go there, Ryan, did I ever, I never imagined it, but I never imagined when I was in my parents' garage with two turntables and a microphone, I never imagined that I would be able to be on the radio on one station virtually my entire career in one day part in morning drive. For 28 years.
That is an amazing achievement.
I never imagined that. You know, so oftentimes in this business, like Johnny St. Dark, you're forced to go market to market to market because that's the way radio is. So
yes.
I've been extremely fortunate in my life. This is Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, everybody.
What's
morning,
up, Mike? What's up?
So I just want to say goodbye. Thank you for all the years. I've been listening since I was about 12 years old. I'm almost 40 now, Greg. I have to say, though, I think it's good that you're going to sports radio, because now that I've gotten older, it's pretty much all I listen to besides you guys anyway.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. And I think, you know, there's a lot of concern about what the show will be like over there. And the show is going to be very similar to this show. So
I think it'll be great.
Well, I can't. You know, whether it's you or anybody else, there's no possible way I can say thank you enough this morning. So, but I will try over and over and over again. And so, Mike, I really thank you for the loyalty. I thank you for listening. And I hope that we get to talk in a week down there. Hello, Tim.
Hey. What's going on, guys?
What's up, Tim?
Not much. I just wanted to say, since the show is coming to the end, I've been listening to the show for my whole life. I'm only 17. I grew up listening to it. Only thing my mom ever put on the radio, and thank you for all those years, I guess.
All right. Jeez. Well, thank you. And on behalf of LB, thanks to your mom.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, she was awesome. Ronnie Duguay.
All right. Well, this is the way I am envisioning the show going this morning, and I'm happy about that. So call or text or however you choose to communicate, you can do that on the final show for the configuration of this group on this radio station, 107.3, before we head off in different directions and, of course, make the move down to 93.7 in the case of Danielle and I, and make the move to the afternoon program in the case of Mark Hsu and Lucid Lindy. So we got a lot to cover on the show this morning. Don't forget, perhaps the final Hill Mail voicemail segment ever.
Wow.
Coming up at 8 this morning. Oof. So you can leave a Hill Mail voicemail message right now at 617-779-5463. That's 617-779-5463, and we will play your voicemail messages back at 8 this morning. We will replay another live in-studio performance just after 9 on the show this morning. And then at the end of the show, one of you suggested the other day that I end it with a Bruce Springsteen song and really torture everybody who can't stand the greatest artist of all time.
So. Can we make it Thunder Road? We can leave like 10 minutes early.
No, we should make it Jungle Land if you really want to leave early.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Rosalita or
the live
something
version.
Like that.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Where he tells the story about his dad.
Yes,
oh, God.
Yes. All right. Well, we got a lot to cover coming up on the show this morning. Due to the stress and the emotion, this is going to be a two-tin show. I have two tins of Skoal Extra Mint that I will go through this morning, so we'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, here's a text that says, Greg, I've been listening for a long, long time, and my relationship with the Hillman Morning Show is the longest relationship I have ever had with a man. So I'm glad I could be here for you on this final day. And yes, it's emotional, but you know what? That's what change is. And change, I've said this all along for the last week, since a week ago when this news became public that change is really, really hard and people don't like it, but that's the way that's the way everybody grows.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's right.
That is the deal. But this morning there's a lot to cover and a lot to go over with all of you, and that includes Colin. Hey, Colin.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What's going on?
I just want to thank all of you for the entertainment you've provided us over the years, and more than that, the charitable work every one of you has done for the greater community.
Oh, well,
and,
I think
I just
about...
want to mention,
go ahead, yeah, yeah.
I just want to mention a memorable moment. First time I met Mike Hsu, I think it was in 2009 for the Rock and Walk over at Acapulco's in Franklin. I walk up to his booth to say hello. He looks up at me like he saw a ghost. He's like, Geddy Lee?
Oh, you! Yes, what? This dude totally looks like Geddy Lee.
Oh, my Lord.
He had the long hair and the purple glasses.
You must have been out of your mind with excitement.
I was very excited for about 5 seconds. And then,
love you guys. Good luck with everything.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, I will say, you know, I say this all the time, but I really mean it. You are the most charitable radio audience that has ever been assembled. And there are countless charity events that have gone on here that you have supported regardless of how many times we asked. And I was thinking the other day when Danielle and I were doing our photo shoot over at Fenway of the first big charity event I did on this station, which was called the Sit For It, where I attempted to sit in every seat at Fenway Park. I don't believe anybody that's here right now was a part of that on the show basis. However, LB, you were playing for the San Jose Sharks,
yes,
and you were a call-in guest during the Sit For It. The way that worked was, we asked you to donate a dollar, and every time you donated a dollar, I would move to a new seat at Fenway Park.
Yep.
And I think, you know, the Red Sox lie frequently about how many seats there actually are at Fenway Park and how often they're sold out. But I think at that point there was a good 20-something thousand of them over there. So it was and then there's the Walk for Change and the Rock for Change and the near-death experience of putting LB and Spaz up in up in cranes Rise Up, that was called.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there is some video floating around from Skate the State. When you took the header, LB, I think. Do we have?
I think everybody just thinks I took a digger, but there was a broken tree branch.
Yes, in the middle of the street.
There
was Skate the State was an event where LB was rollerblading his way across the Commonwealth. And at one point, he approached an intersection, and there were some listeners in their vehicle on their phone filming the whole entire thing.
Yeah.
And LB took a bit of a header. I believe that video is available online.
This is
Moses. Hello, Moses.
Hello, this is Joutin Heston.
Oh, fabulous.
Yes.
Greg, a.k.a. Moses.
Yes.
I've been listening to your show from the beginning. I'm the first time, last time.
First time, last time.
When I heard, caller.
Yes.
But when I heard about the shakeup at WAAF, I had to call in.
Thank you.
I can't.
I just can't, because I know you're still listening right now.
Yes.
Do some homework and work on your Charlton Heston, because that was disgusting.
I wish I was still alive, because if I were, I'd blow my own brains out.
That's Kevin. Kevin is also here this morning. But not on the last day. Can I have that particular phone call? Let me get Ed G on the phone. Hello, Ed.
Morning, everybody.
Sorry, everybody
breaking up. I'm still going to be listening to you guys all the day. But, Greg, last year you told Danielle you're going to be retiring from WAF this year. She said you weren't. Technically, you are retiring from WAF.
Yeah, that was a couple years ago. But, yes, I did have that thought. And then I realized that there's a ridiculous amount of money required in order to send kids to college, and there was no possible way that I would ever be able to retire. I had to work for another 20 years to pay Brees's Bentley tuition.
Oh boy.
You know what I mean? I think, by the way, yesterday, talk about amazing moments as a parent. Yesterday, I went with Julia Hill, and I know you're going to scream, absolutely not true. She purchased her first car on her own yesterday.
No,
yes, she did.
Way to work, Julia.
Yes, the money, yes, the deposit, yes, you gave her.
No, I didn't give her a cent. Uh-huh. I did not give the girl
not
a cent.
For the
she traded
payment.
In that Jeep you bought, I
no,
bet.
No, it's not for a cent. She got herself a Toyota RAV4 down at Bach Toyota. And
that's a good vehicle.
It's a great vehicle.
Toyota's very reliable.
Great.
Four-wheel drive.
Yeah. Not even the insurance?
No.
You're not helping her out?
I told her she's got to get on her own insurance.
It's time to beat it.
Time to get out. Hello, Derek.
Yeah, hey, Greg. I just wanted to wish you farewell and good luck over EEI. But when you were just talking about your sitting for change, I was actually a writer for the Liz Wild Show. Way back when you did that.
Yes.
And I remember it vividly, because it was like the second radio station I worked at, and I was really impressed with the fact that you were doing that. If I remember correctly, you were like camped out on the pitcher's mound?
Yes. We set up a tent.
I also think I remember you getting some kind of lobster bisque and it not settling with you, and sitting up and down was kind of a difficult thing.
Oh, no. Yes. Oh, no. Yes. Yes. So here's the thing with that. First of all, the quads were not prepared for the up and down motion of sitting in every seat at Fenway Park. Now, you might not think that's a big deal, but it is. You're going up and down rapidly, back and forth.
Thousands of squats. Are you all right?
Yeah, thousands of squats, LB.
Do 100 types of squats right now. You won't be able to walk tomorrow.
So I was in extreme pain in the quad area. And back then, my quads were much more developed than they are right now.
What, like Jason Varitek quads?
Yeah. I had like tech quads.
Quadzilla.
Yeah, like the captain. I believe Brian is correct. So I set up a pup tent. LB's had many pup tents that have popped up during the show, depending on the Miss Mantowns that have been in the studio. Mm. But I set up a pup tent on the pitcher's mound and slept there every night. And it was winter and it was snowing, and we got takeout, and maybe it was lobster bisque or something like that, but it didn't sit well with me. You know, there's nothing worse than... So I'm not going to reveal where I actually went when I had to go at Fenway Park, but just let me just say there will always be a little part of me that is left at the great greatest ballpark
in the
United States of America. This is Mistress N. Hello, Mistress N.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Hello,
What's happening?
Hello. Hi, Kevin.
Kevin's here. Kevin Barber's here again this morning. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to wish you all luck.
Yes.
And wanted to thank you for all the years of laughter and some tears and some annoying moments, too, where I've had to shut it off, but not that often.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
So, again, good luck to all of you. And, Greg, a quick question.
Yes.
My daughter has decided she's having her birthday party in a couple of weeks, and she took a couple of days to think about what she wanted, and she would actually like all of her guests to donate to the Greg Hill Foundation.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Nice. That's fantastic. Nice. That's amazing.
So I wanted to know how to go about that. Do they have special links that I can send to her guests?
Yes. If you go to thegreghillfoundation.org, we have a recently redesigned website at thegreghillfoundation.org. And not only can you share that link and your guests can donate right there, but also they'll be able to read about every single beneficiary that we have given to over the last 9 years. And we're approaching the $3 million mark when it comes to funds that have been given by you and donated by us. So
that's all.
It's really, I said this the other day, but when I do walk out of here at 10 today and sit down and think about everything that has happened over the last 28 years, that is probably going to be at the very top of the list, is the amazing fact that you can ask people who listen to a radio show and who have never met, many of whom have never met you in person, to give, and they just give. It's you have, through your $25 donation or your $50 donation or whatever you've given, you have completely changed the lives of people that you don't even know. And that really is the most amazing part of this show. Hello, Stan.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Stan? Stan?
Talk to me, Goose.
Oh, Stan.
Phone died.
Stan. This is Johnny. Hello, Johnny.
Hi, Greg. How are you today?
Hold on one second. Speaking of LB saying, talk to me, Goose, every time a caller's phone is tricky, I shared on my Twitter feed yesterday, I don't know if anybody saw it, but the trailer for the new Top Gun movie.
Oh yeah,
which looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I'm gonna make a rare trip to the theater.
To the theater.
I'm gonna go to the theater. I am going to go to the theater. Last time I went to the theater was the Queen movie.
Yes.
Bohemian Rhapsody, and I am going to drag myself to the theater, even if I have to go by my lonesome. And go watch the Top Gun sequel.
Will you make it into the dollar store for the first time ever to buy the candy ahead of time?
Of course I will buy the candy. Danielle, I'm frugal. Cheap. I think it's well documented that I am frugal. This is Johnny. Hello, Johnny.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's up, Johnny?
Hey, a quick memory. When you guys were giving out oil, I remember LB, we were working in Worcester. We were wiring a house with my pops and I, and LB had this long trench coat on and a real full head of hair, and he was delivering oil to people in need. I don't know if you guys remember that or not.
I do remember. Yeah. Yes, I do remember one winter, really tough winter, and we sent LB out on an oil truck, and he delivered oil to people's homes.
Yeah.
And he was really good at the pumping part, shockingly, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, the irony of that whole deal was that was the late, great Buyers Oil Company.
Yes, the name of the company was Buyers Oil, I believe. Yes,
I remember when he was in trouble at work one day. He had to do a different punishment every day of the week, and one was when he had to go do the sewage clean out at someone's house.
Yes. Septic tank.
Yes. Climb down into a septic tank underground.
Yes. This was this will shock a lot of you, but at one point LB missed a few days of work, and we couldn't track him down and find out where he was. And so when he finally came back, his punishment was that we had to select the worst jobs, what we thought were the worst jobs ever. By the way, this was prior to the Dirty Jobs program being on television. And we made him work one day cleaning out septic tanks, another day washing windows.
Skyscrapers. Yeah, they hung me by a rope tied to a doorknob.
It was a 13-story building to do windows. Actually, it was several ropes that were necessary, and some kind of a winch device.
The best part about that window washing thing was I got down about 10 floors on this giant building skyscraper, and the lady that was working at her desk was an AF listener. And she's like waving at me. I'm listening to you right now.
If you would like to see what that caller is referring to and what LB used to look like or what I used to look like, I was on a photo frenzy last night on my Instagram sharing old photos from here at WAAF. And so my Instagram is GregHill107. I'm going to have to change that to GregHill937 or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
You could take a look at, there's a photo array that is available, multiple posts last night, and there's one in which LB has the flowing golden mullet locks, and so there's some great pictures up there on Instagram, GregHill107. This is Patrick. Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, two things real quick. Number one of my favorite memories was when Baz was asked to take the family photo and not be in it, and he dropped the camera.
Absolutely
hilarious. And number two, could you play Kevin Barbary's Don't Say Retarded in Math?
I probably can if we can find it. One of the things that we've had trouble with is finding a lot of material because there's 28 years worth. Yeah. Although, I believe that Kevin was able to find the Ted Kennedy OnStar bit, which we were talking about yesterday, and is one of my all-time favorite things that he ever did on this show. So I want to play that right now. I don't remember the genesis for this. What was it? Was it just because OnStar was running commercials?
I think you just suggested, imagine if, Ted had had OnStar back in the day.
Okay. So OnStar was running these commercials. You probably remember them, where they were like actual audio of people who needed help during an auto incident, like a woman who'd gotten in an accident or something and called OnStar and they helped. And so, yes, I said, hey, what if Ted Kennedy had actually had OnStar back in the Chappaquiddick days? Which, by the way, it was just the 50th anniversary of the cover-up of Chappaquiddick by the Massachusetts State Authorities. It was just the 50th anniversary of that. So, but let's take a listen to that.
And now, another true story from OnStar.
Hello, can I help you?
I've just been in a car accident.
Okay, are you injured?
Well, I may have broken my bottle.
Excuse me, your what?
I shattered my fist.
No, I meant did you injure your body?
No, but I believe I might have hit a young lady.
You struck a pedestrian, sir?
Yes. No, not exactly.
Where is this person now?
They're in the passenger seat of my car.
You put them in your car?
No, they were riding with me.
They were riding with you, sir?
Maybe. Who's asking?
Okay, I've located your vehicle. Is your car in a lake, sir?
It could be in a body of water, yes, possibly.
How did it get there?
Well, I was just walking by, and there it was with this girl in it, and of course I called you immediately.
Do you need emergency assistance?
Some dry clothes would be nice. I had to swim for sure.
I thought you said you were walking by.
Yes, I might have said that in retrospect. Are you taping this?
Yes, sir, we are taping.
Oh,
hello?
OnStar. 24-hour assistance whenever you need it.
But no alibis.
See, oh my God. See right there, you just,
unbelievable.
You just don't amazing. Get you don't get comedy like
no,
that anymore
don't.
About the Kennedys.
You don't.
You just don't. All right. Well, that's the way it's going to go this morning. This is the last show ever for this group of people on this radio station after 28, almost 29 years. So. All the way up until 10, your memories, our memories, probably squeeze some commercials in at some point, and whatever else anybody wants to do. As the Hillman Morning Show says goodbye to WAAF. Well, I got to thank Ken Casey and the rest of the Dropkicks for being extremely loyal to this program over the years. In fact, Ken is one of the... I started a while ago to ask that bands that were coming in perform a Springsteen song, and it was of their choosing.
Right.
And I'm going to continue that tradition on the new station. Nice. I've been asked whether I'm going to have bands perform live on the new show, and of course I am.
Right.
Of course I am. Mm-hmm. Ken is also a big Springsteen fan, and they were one of the guys who were willing to play a Springsteen song, and they did an amazing job with it. In fact, maybe I'm throwing convention out the window this morning. Maybe we'll play that in a moment or two. Ooh. if you can grab that shoe, because this show is going to be free form Friday.
Oh, I like it.
Like Johnny St. Dark used
to
man.
Do. Yes. I'm gonna play some 10-minute Doors song. And
it's Freeform Friday, man.
Yeah, man.
It's Open Line Friday. Here's a text that says, "Greg, will you please commit on air to continuing Stow 5-0?" All right, fine. I will continue Stow 5-0 on the new show.
It's a good business.
652.
It is. LB. Maybe it's not every. Maybe it's not an every week or over there. I mean, on the new station. Bestie is an every weeker.
Yes.
Bestie will be on every Monday during the football season.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hillman,
good luck.
Good to see you, buddy.
And actually, on the new show, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I don't care. On the new show, both besties will be on weekly during football season.
Well, both this is an embarrassment of riches.
It is an embarrassment.
Who's the other bestie, Bob?
LB. I mean, can you play along here with the teasing and the not saying things? Yes. Yes. Both besties during this upcoming NFL season, both besties will appear on the Greg Hill Show on WEEI 93.7 or available on your radio.com app. Or streaming at weei.com. This is Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. I just want to say goodbye to all of you. Well, not goodbye. I'll be listening. But I've been with you since 2001.
Oh, awesome.
And I would say my favorite drop's got to be the Oh, Okay, Wow. That's how I defend against the wife snagging. Oh, Okay, Wow.
Hold on. Would you like to hear that live?
Yeah.
One last time on this station? All right, here we go. Hold on.
Oh, okay, wow.
Oh, okay, wow. Oh, okay.
My favorite moment over the years, probably been the last 5 years, listening to LB's alcoholism spiral out of control.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, dude.
Jeez. Oh, please.
I'm the only one that gets to pick on her for that.
I like that hurts. Where have you been? Did you watch the Bruins when I was 18? Dude,
Here's a text.
Just comical.
Here's a text.
I've been an alcoholic since I was 12.
See what I say. This is free. It's Freeform Friday.
Me and the fellows that I ran with back in the day, Saint Amand and Strasser. Metro was he was a good guy. Okay. He was the clean guy. But we used to take Crown Royal into the movies on Friday.
Wow. Oh,
nothing wrong with sneaking booze into the movies. Right. You got to sneak booze and candy into the movies. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
I've got some CC in my pocket.
I think what I'm going to need to do with the callers is I'm going to have to get Linda in here to take care of some of these callers so they don't say things like that.
Linda came over and told her to lay off.
Here's a text that says, "Greg, yesterday when you were mentioning the milestone life events that had happened while you were hosting the show, you forgot to acknowledge the death of Weston the cat." And that is true.
Right.
I forgot to mention that Jen's friend Joy McNulty ran my cat Weston over in the driveway, and that resulted in zero endorsement dollars going forward from Purina One. I lost a fortune when Weston died, Weston the cat.
I don't know why we're still playing along with this alleged Weston was still alive that long charade.
Oh, you think Weston?
We all know Weston kicked the bucket like 2 years before that because of the endorsement money.
Excuse me.
The Purina people, every year they'd make me send in a photo of Weston to prove that Weston was still alive, and I sent the same photo all the time. So I think they probably got suspicious at some point. Let's see. This is Gary in the car. Hello, Gary.
Morning, guys. Hey, listen, first of all, just wanted to say the on-air chemistry you guys have is some of the best I've ever heard, and the entertainment value over the years has been incredible, except for this.
Yes.
It was a bit that you guys did. It was a concert ticket giveaway. It was Father Knows Best, I believe it was.
Yep.
And my wife and I were listening and laughing about the entire thing until we realized that the daughter was hers and the father was her ex-husband.
You're kidding me.
Get so we out of here.
To horror.
Oh, my God.
So thank you for that. Really appreciate it.
That was a quiet moment in the car.
Best of luck, guys.
Thank you. I think we found the traditional guy, Father Knows Best, which we can play later on this morning.
Yeah, we're
looking for that.
Yeah, there's a lot of Father Knows Best.
Right. So we could relive another awkward Father Knows Best segment at some point this morning before we go. Mm-hmm. Let's see. This is JP. What's going on, JP?
Good morning, Greg.
How are you?
I've been listening. Good, good. I've been listening since the 80s when I first got my first car, and just wanted to say two quick things, you know. Goodbye to everybody.
Yes.
Kev, great to hear you back on the radio. Shu, LB, Danielle, Stiz, Spaz.
Yeah.
Remember DC?
DC, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, why don't we go commercial free for the rest of the show?
I don't know that that part is happening.
We do have to pee occasionally.
Let's see. Here's a text asking if I will still be holding the annual beach cornhole tournament. I've been asked about the foundation stuff.
Yeah, of course.
All that stuff's going to go on. The
foundation's not going away.
I got an Instagram last night about the Boston Marathon party at the Capitol Grill. That will continue.
Can I still attend?
Of course, LB. Oh. You're welcome to
you
come.
You got to pay.
I assume you'll be sleeping in preparing for your afternoon show at that point, but maybe you could get up early on that particular morning. But yes, all the foundation stuff, the golf tournament, it'll just have to be the WEEI celebrity golf tournament, but all of that stuff will continue on the new station. What about Monday's Mutt, Danielle? Are you going to do every?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.